Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5417, Baruch Hashem. The first day of the year, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says he's responding about his activities and spreading the wellsprings to the outside. The Rebbe gives him a Yasher Koach, Yasher Chelo. May your strength be great, that you should occupy also in this. This is the need, and this is the necessity of today's time, especially in the Holy Land. Now, the Rebbe, he writes to the Rebbe, he wants to add even more in his place. He was teaching in a school, he was a teacher. He wants to add more in his place. So the Rebbe says, of course, that's proper. However, that should not affect your teaching of the children. This activity should not touch the study with the students of your kita by preparing the classes, etc. As Rebbe says, this is also very understood from the laws of Talmud Torah. The Rebbe writes in the Sof Perek Aleph, the responsibility, if you're a teacher and you're teaching children, you must get a good night's sleep, your mind must be ready, you must be focused, and you must give an honest day's work. That's called doing God's work with faith, with truthfully, being faithful to your job. If you come into the classroom, you're half asleep, you're not paying attention, you're on your cell phone, you're doing other things, then Oisim Aleches Hashem Rimiya, you're doing God's job with deceit. It's not doing properly. So the Rebbe says, yes, get involved, but it should not affect your teaching. And the Rebbe says, based on the promise of our sages, that God's measure is measure for measure. So, it's not measure for measure equally. God gives you many more than the measure you give. But the Rebbe says that if you teach and you give and you spread out, then the Eibishter helps you with measure for measure, that you increase your own self as well. And the Rebbe says it's okay, it's proper that you have a Talmud, a Shas in your home. I mean, I don't know why not. He actually had a Talmud there, but he never studied in it. He just had the Talmud there without studying it. But the Rebbe said that's fitting. And the Rebbe says it's strange, even the thought. What kind of worry is it? On the contrary, the Rebbe says, if you have the Talmud there, maybe you'll study, you know. Maybe you'll open it up. So keep it there. And for sure, the Rebbe says, notwithstanding all your preoccupation in the above, in your classes and what you're doing, you're still participating in the distribution. They used to divide up the entire Talmud, so each one would take one piece. So together they would finish the whole Talmud once a year, because each one took one section, one part of it. Especially, the Rebbe says, based on what's explained in elsewhere, that if let's say 20 people participate, each one takes a part of the Talmud, it's as if everybody did the entire Talmud throughout the year. Even though you're doing it a piece, but since you're participating with everybody else, that is considered as if you completed the entire Talmud. And the Rebbe says, it's my hope that you utilize the day of Pesach and generally, especially in your holy work that we talked about before, and that you are preparing and participating also in the work of these meeting the kinusim. And may the blessed Hashem grant you to give good news also with this. The Rebbe blesses him for proper health and for good news and all of the above. So the Rebbe is really encouraging him for his activities. The Rebbe tells him, if you want to add to your place, absolutely, but don't let it affect your teaching, because you have to prepare, and you have to, Rebbe quotes from Halacha, the Alter Rebbe, a teacher's responsibility. But the Hashem's measure is measure for measure. The more you do and you give, you get back from Hashem many times much. Keep a Talmud by you. And what kind of question is it, even if you don't learn it? But for sure, the Rebbe says, take part and learn one Talmud in the Chalukas HaShas, when they divide up the Talmud. So your part is considered, together with everybody else, as if you're doing the entire Shas. And the Rebbe says, hopefully, that he utilized Pesach and he's participating in the Kinnusim. Give good news, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe bless him, good health, and good news in all of the above.